We'll continue to bring you updates on damage from last night's storms. However, today, as you just heard, we're going to have a beautiful weather day in contrast with lower humidity and sunshine starting to break out in some parts of the region. And it's debate night. KDK will be carrying the debate live from Atlanta, 9 o'clock. President Joe Biden and Donald Trump will battle it out, and then we'll have the debate debrief tomorrow morning, and we're looking for your feedback, too. One of the great, really, treasures of this city is the Cultural District, and there's a lot going on, especially this summer, especially right now. And joining us is James Hill, Director of Government Affairs and District Initiatives for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. James, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So tell us about what you guys got going on. The Giant Eagle Foundation backyard right there at 8th and Penn.
Yes. You know, right across from the Benedum there on Penn Avenue, about 5 years ago or so, we kind of rehabbed this area and become really the neighborhood's backyard, as it is implied, for the cultural district. So we've had a series of concerts there, events. It's been a hub for the Three Rivers Arts Festival by Dollar Bank the last few years. And we were looking at a way we could kind of reinvigorate it right now for this coming summer season to continue to contribute to downtown the way the Cultural Trust does. So like you mentioned earlier in your tease, the thing that's sweeping the nation, we're going to be having some pickleball coming to the backyard, as well as some events by some various downtown partners from the Downtown Partnership, the Downtown Neighbors Alliance as well. So we're going to be kind of refreshing the space, fresh muraling, new furniture, thanks to some good contributions by some friends at an organization called Better Block. So there'll be pickleball clinics, and DNA Pittsburgh is going to be doing a weekly event there as well to bring people into the heart of the cultural district.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that area, is that where they had raised a building? So it literally is an empty lot for all intents and purposes that is between you have Penn Avenue. I know you said 8th, mm-hmm. but that's on the riverside. Is that correct?
It's frontage is at Penn Avenue, and then it's on the same street that the Goodyear is, right off of Fort Duquesne Boulevard. Okay. And there had been for many years, the parking garage in that area that was Pittsburgh infamous. So a few years ago, we built a nice little urban park there.
Yeah.
That has been kind of part of the cultural district for a few years now.
Yeah, I know there's been block parties there.
Yes, I was going to ask, do you guys have any special events planned in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, so the Arts Festival was there just this past month, which was another big hit down on Fort Duquesne Boulevard, the main stage there on 9th Street. And so what's going to be happening there is we're going to have our gallery crawl kickoff on July 26th. That's going to kind of launch this new space. We have so many galleries, immediate blocks, and so much public art. So there's going to be food trucks, events, music, et cetera, and so forth. And that's really going to start a lovely summer of events that we have going on there. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to be having pickleball, an organization called Pump. You know, they run Pittsburgh Sports League and whatnot. They're going to be hopefully keeping all of our neighbors calm with the sound of pickleball. You see some of that stuff, so they're going to be doing clinics.
Hey, you know how the world is, James. No matter what you do, there's always somebody that doesn't lie.
That's the good thing about being downtown. We have a lot of residents, but they're used to the energy. So we won't have to deal
That's
with
a great
that.
Way to put it. They're used. Yeah, and I know that for the size city we have, our cultural district is really a treasure with all the entertainment that's available right there.
14 square blocks. So as well as with the entertainment from pickleball on Wednesdays, we partner with the Downtown Neighbors Alliance. They're kind of our partnership organization that manages all the downtown residents. They're going to be doing fashion markets and food vendors on Wednesday night. So downtown has a great small boutique scene, and a lot of people, I feel like, don't appreciate it, and they really do a great job at kind of bringing those all together to one area that we're going to be doing Wednesdays throughout the summer with music, food, trucks, really just bringing some energy to the heart of the cultural district. And again, with a refreshed space, thanks to Better Block and the Richard King Mellon Foundation, it's going to really be a lovely area as we kind of start to test and feel out, you know, what are some of the long-term visions for that space.
So what is the ETA on the refresh with the murals and the furniture and the courts?
Oh, eminent. You know, it's hard to believe it's already July 1st coming up here.
Yeah,
just around
Monday.
The 4th of July. The 26th is going to be right around the corner before we know it. So over the next 2-3 weeks, you know, probably really getting started in about a week, you're going to be seeing some crews out there, some work starting to go to kind of spruce up the area and really give it to its next life.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time for us. And yeah, it's hard to believe. Next Monday is July. You got the 4th on Thursday. You got the furries coming too. We'll be all over the cultural district.
Oh, we love having the furries in the cultural district. It's always such a fun time. And they just bring such an energy. And we're just really proud to have been, you know, particularly post-pandemic, the heart of downtown has been this 8th and Penn block in the Benedum Center. We're looking forward to getting this space a little bit better to help improve it and keep downtown moving in a great direction.
Well, keep us posted. Appreciate the time, James. Have a great weekend.
Of course. You too. Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, James Hill, Director of Government Affairs and District Initiatives for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust.
Larry, you mentioned the furries there. I was reading yesterday that over 13,000 attended last year, and they're expecting at least 14,000 this year.
What would you go as if you had to dress up? If you were forced to dress up?
If I was forced to dress up, what would I get? I'd go as a dolphin.
That's funny you say that, because I would go as a manatee. Did you ever see their face?
Yes.
They look really like, it's like a fish walkie.
Yeah.
UDACY. You can even download that and listen to the debate wherever you are. Tonight, 9 o'clock, and tomorrow's debate debrief, we got you covered here on the Big K Morning Show. Right now, from Allegheny Health Network, we welcome Dr. Margaret Larkins Pettigrew, an OBGYN physician, but also Allegheny Health Network's Chief Clinical Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Welcome back, Doc.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
And today, we want to talk to you about a special program that you have, Young Scholars, and this is a real opportunity and so necessary to connect young people with the healthcare profession. Tell us how this works.
Well, this is the youngest continuous program in the city. It's Allegheny Health Network, or Health Scholars Program. And basically, we have selected 11 individuals, young kids, rising eighth graders from Manchester Academy Charter School, as well as Urban Pathways. And these kids will spend summers with us for the next 5 years, absolutely. So they're going to actually go through a continuous program that builds on how we help them become physicians in this country, in our city.
What a great opportunity for a young person to get a firsthand look at the profession and a real knowledge. And obviously, you want to, you know, initiate some excitement with these young people that maybe they choose healthcare as a future.
Absolutely. We want to really help them focus on, you know, what is it like to be a physician? So they're spending time with many of our physicians right now and having various lectures. They're actually had an opportunity yesterday to observe an open heart surgery procedure. They are really, really involved in self-affirmation and making sure that they, you know, look at the life of a physician and deciding whether this is something they want to do. It's really important for our pipeline to increase the number of underrepresented minorities who are going into medicine.
I would imagine that the physicians probably get a little kick out of it too, knowing that these young people are shadowing them in some cases.
Oh my goodness, the physicians are so excited. You know, these young people, they're dressed, they wear the same color pants and a nice polo shirt and a lab coat. They had a white coat ceremony. So, and they're with the physicians over at Allegheny General Hospital 3 days a week, as well as getting some academic training as well, some in-class training. So they're having a really great time. And so are the physicians. They're enjoying doing this.
Do you remember Doogie Howser, that TV show where they had the
Absolutely.
Young doctor? Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of young people in the profession. And what do they ask you? I mean, what kind of questions do they have? I'm curious.
Oh, mother, they are so curious. So they ask various questions around how the hospital system works. And, you know, they don't know many of the roles of the folks who are inside the hospital systems, from not only physicians, anesthesiologists, cardiologists, but they want to know what people do around ultrasounds and other, you know, x-rays and, you know, what happens in all these different areas that they just have never been exposed to yet. But we want to expose them to all areas of the hospital system, knowing that, you know, hopefully they're going to be one of our next leaders.
It's a great program, and I'm sure this keeps you busy because you have You wear many hats with Allegheny Health Network as an OBGYN physician too, right?
Oh, absolutely. But we have such a strong staff. We have a young lady named Nina who is actually running the program. And she is a young graduate from a master's degree program. And she's actually running the program and developing. She developed the curriculum for us. So lots of help with these young people, a lot of exposure to role models from the system altogether.
And where'd you grow up, doctor?
Actually, I'm a native Pittsburgh, although my husband tells me I'm not native because I was born right outside of Uniontown, Pennsylvania, Lemont Furnace.
So
I'm a country girl.
You're included. Yeah. That's the whole 10 counties plus we look at this little corner of the world here in southwestern Pennsylvania as kind of a very cohesive unit. So yeah, you're a native, right?
That's what I call myself, but I'm very, very much dedicated and committed to Pittsburgh region. I want to make sure that we continue to grow, especially in the area of healthcare providers.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the good work. And everybody, if you'd like more information anytime about what Allegheny Health Network is doing, ahn.org/412doctors. Also a great resource. Have a terrific weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.
You got it. Dr. Margaret Larkins Pettigrew, OBGYN physician and Chief Clinical Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. It's 8:25 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville now open. Sunshine breaking through. Now, you have access to a lot of cameras, Brandon. Hopefully the sun's breaking out all over.
Yeah, it's starting to peer out, at least from what I'm seeing, so that's a good sign. The bad sign right now, especially for those traveling on Ardmore Boulevard, is that there is an accident just near Yost Boulevard. It's affecting the northbound side, and it has traffic at a standstill not long before that accident, but still something to keep in mind of, especially if you're heading up to the Parkway East. That's backed up currently to the Wilkinsburg Interchange just prior to that, actually. And on the Parkway West, traffic on both sides with the outbound side getting backed up as you travel up around the Big Bend on the far side of the hill. And then it picks up again by the I-79 interchange. And on the inbound side, it is bumper to bumper from the top of the hill. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossine, the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says, I'm going to run you through the weekend here. So gorgeous day today. Fog is burning off here in the city. Lower humidity. It's going to be much more comfortable with a high of 79, 57 and clear, maybe a few clouds tonight, but overnight much more comfortable. No rough weather. However, that could return with a heavy thunderstorm or two Saturday. Friday, we're back to 87 in the afternoon, and we get ready to close out June this weekend. 81 Saturday, mentioned those thunderstorms possible, and then a lot going on too. 84 with a morning shower Sunday, then it should end up pretty decent, and we welcome July Monday with a high of 75, and we're approaching 70 now at the airport. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our weekly visit with Christy Graber, who is the food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you're excited because rumor has it you're about to embark on vacation.
I am.
Can I ask, are you driving or flying?
Driving.
Okay.
We're going, my family's staying in Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Oh, that's
the
beautiful.
The quiet resort. Yeah, but I, 20 years ago, I moved to Ocean City to start my journalism career at Ocean City Today. So we'll be going down to Ocean City to meet some of my old coworkers and roommates and things like that.
Ocean City, Maryland or New Jersey? Yeah. Oh, Maryland.
Maryland.
You know, when I was a high school senior, when I graduated, me and 10 friends moved to Ocean City, Maryland for the summer.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Most of them were lifeguards. You know, they have a stand on every block, literally. Mm-hmm. But I worked in the gift shop on the pier, which actually was a pretty cool job, noon to 8. But I remember this place. It was a little auction place. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't been on the Strip there for a while, but that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's there's a Pittsburgh, lots of Pittsburgh bars down there. So.
Oh, yeah. There's Pittsburgh connections everywhere along that coast, certainly. Well, before you put your feet in the sand, let's talk about this new restaurant, since you're the foodie of the group. Fans of Beetlejuice will dig this strange and unusual restaurant in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, so this place opens July 5th. I'll be out of town, but I wanted to get a sneak peek. It's below the Lawrenceville Market House on Butler and Main. And this is not a pop-up. It's like a real restaurant. It's called Main Street Diner, but there's really not-so-subtle nods to the movie Beetlejuice. I am a huge fan. I still have my little Beetlejuice doll. So I was thrilled to get a sneak peek at this place. It's really cool, very immersive. There's like a big sandworm jutting out of a mural on the wall. They're going to have like diner food, burgers, pierogies, and stuff like that, and a really cool bar. But it's super immersive. They've been working on it for like 5 years. So I think people will be really impressed. Even if you're not a fan of Beetlejuice, it'll be cool to go to.
Well, for those that don't know, Beetlejuice starred Pittsburgher Michael Keaton. And it goes back, hard to believe now, to 1988.
Yes, I saw it when I was 9 years old. So, and it's my favorite movie.
Really? You were influenced that much? All right.
Oh, totally.
Check that out. Main Street Diner in Lawrenceville. They, you know, Lawrenceville's only so big, Christy, but it seems like they're opening something new all the time. And I just saw this week they're building some new apartment complex, too. It's supposed to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're opening restaurants and basements and stuff. It's great.
All right, let's talk about growing up in a funeral home for this guy was full of life.
Yeah, we're keeping with this death theme. But so it's a cool story about this woman. In 2011, she bought the McKeesport Funeral Home where she grew up. And she spent years renovating it and living in it. And now the massive Victorian is back on the market. So if you're looking for a new haunt that has 5 bedrooms, 1 full bath, 2 half bathrooms, marble fireplaces, and original stained glass, and a 6-car garage, you could check this place out. It's on Jenny Lind Street in McKeesport.
I wonder if there are other cities that do this kind of thing, because back to Lawrenceville for a minute, there's an old funeral home that's a restaurant bar that's still operational, not too far from the cemetery.
Yeah, the Abbey. It's great. I always have a Halloween cocktail at the bar there, a corpse reviver. It's fun.
And this week in Pittsburgh history,
on June 24th, 1938, a huge fireball lit up the evening sky above Chicora in Butler County. And first, they thought it was an explosion from a nearby building that used to store gunpowder. But they gathered outside, and they soon realized that it was a meteor streaking across the sky. And this thing was 625 tons, and it exploded about 12 miles above the earth. If it got any closer, they said it would have been catastrophic. So we dodged a bullet, or a meteor in this case.
I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. And that was 1938. So if it would have hit the earth, we could have been the end of the earth here. There's always a Pittsburgh connection. Chicora.
Yeah, zombies. I don't know.
Butler County. Yeah, maybe that's why we're so fascinated with zombies here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're the zombie capital of the world. Well, again, have a great vacation. And we'll catch you the week after the 4th.
Yep, I'll be back, and I'll see you then. But have a good 4th.
All right, Christy, safe travels. Christy Graber, thanks. Read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine. You can check it out at pittsburghmagazine.com. Coming up next week, believe it or not, July starts Monday. And Thursday, the City of Pittsburgh Independence Day celebration commences at Point State Park, 4 o'clock. They got a lot of free family activities, nonstop music, food. Yeah, they have the People's Gas Food Truck Village. They're calling it a food truck corral, Paul. I just looked at the scripts that I read for the celebration. We are the official media radio station for the celebration.
Cool.
And we want to thank TJ, the DJ. Also, People's Natural Gas. Brought to you by Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop, Save-A-Lot, Phil DeLucenti and Associates in South Hills, Lincoln. 9:35 is when the fireworks go off. That's next Thursday, well, a week from tonight already. And then travel. starting tomorrow for a lot of people, because July 4th, the way it falls on a Thursday, a lot of people are blowing off Friday already.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Certainly.
It's immediately a four-day weekend.
Wow. The Turnpike Commission has released their forecast
for
travel.
What are they saying?
And this is from Friday the 28th through Sunday, July 7th. They're expecting a 3% increase over last year's traffic. In all, about 5.62 million motorists in that time frame. And the three heavy days, the heaviest day, a projection of 700,000 vehicles, is on Friday the 28th, tomorrow.
Again,
yep.
If you are driving, it's going to be, what are the suggested best times? Do they have that listed if you can
No,
take
this
off?
Is just the forecast so far, the numbers. The next two highest are July 2nd, 620,000, and July 3rd, 670,000. It drops down into the 300,000s for the 4th of July.
Yeah, one time I flew from Ocean City, Maryland, home, and it was July 4th, and I flew in the evening, and it was just when all the fireworks were going off, and it was one of the coolest things. I didn't really think about it at the time, but flying, you could see all these communities' fireworks from the air.
Yeah,
it was absolutely spectacular.
On my way back from Minneapolis, as we were descending from the west, I saw somebody was shooting fireworks. It was a fairly large display. It didn't look gigantic from our altitude, but you could see fireworks. And I thought, you know, this is so Pittsburgh. If you were lost at night in an airplane and didn't know how to find Pittsburgh, just look for the fireworks.
Well, that's Pittsburgh's nirvana, right? We love fireworks here. I'm not sure where the fascination came from for us. But if we do anything, you got to cap it with fireworks.
It's a signature thing.
Including, I'll tell you what, this HM3 Independence Fund, spectacular Celebrity Care Fest is July 26th and 27th in a beautiful backyard that's transformed into this incredible amphitheater. So it's intimate setting, all for UPMC Children's Hospitals Foundation. Friday night, Pat Benatar with Bill Cowher's wife, Queen Bee. And then Saturday, the Ghost Hounds, Smokey Robinson, and then Pitbull. However, it will be capped by, guess, fireworks.
Of course.
That's how we roll. By the way, you can go to hm3independencefund.org. Check out tickets and sponsorships.
So when you think about Independence Day, the 4th of July, and food, what food item comes to mind for you?
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Mm.
On the grill. I'm going to be grilling. I am so fired up. I got a Blackstone. I haven't had a new grill. I can't even tell you when. And everybody kept telling me, oh, you got to get this new griddle. So it's not the traditional grill.
No,
but you can do everything.
It's like a flat grill you'd find in a quick order restaurant.
It's how George Foreman became a multimillionaire. Only it's big.
Yeah.
You know, you can. I got the four burner. So have you seen one of these?
I have. And from what Andy Amrine was saying, the trick to it is just seasoning and caring for the griddle surface itself.
Yeah, I was totally naive. I didn't know even what they're talking about. What do you mean I got to season my grill?
Like a cast iron pan.
Right. So last week, Saturday morning, it was 90 degrees. I'm out there. It took me an hour to season the grill. Stupid, when I should have done it when it was cool. But I'm sweating like, you know.
Well, you could have done it in the garage with the door open.
No, you got to turn the grill on. You got to fire it up, heat the cast iron griddle, and then you sort of paint. You take the tongs and you put a couple of teaspoons of this. Basically, it's like some oil lard compound. And you literally paint and cover every inch of that griddle. And then you let that burn off. Then you go back. You have to do this three to five times. And then your grill is seasoned for the season.
You know, one of the cool things about having this Blackstone now, Larry, is that you can toast the hot dog buns and hamburger buns right there on the surface next to the meat.
I didn't even think about that.
They taste great when they're toasted like that.
And yesterday, my wife says, I smell, what is that smell? She's cooking hamburgers in the house. And she goes, well, I would have liked to have them on that grill. I said, it's raining. We can't. So we got X'd out.